In Jesus' most agonizing moments before his crucifixion, he commanded Peter, James, and John to watch and pray. Jesus then went on to moments of fervent prayer in the garden. Unfortunately, those disciples failed in their assignment, and Jesus found them sleeping instead of praying. In this study, evangelist Scott Pauley will lead us and challenge us to watch and pray, to pray faith-filled prayer for God to move and work in our generation. Be sure to listen after the study for details about a special prayer resource Scott is making available through this series. And now, let's join Scott Pauley.
Let's get personal, shall we? I'm not talking about getting personal with me or me getting personal with you. No. Let's get personal with God. You know, that's what the Lord's always trying to do. He's trying to get right down where we live. The Lord is a personal God. He deals with us individually. He knows us intimately. He comes near to us, and he desires to bring us near to him. We're going to the doctor's office today. We're turning our attention to the gospel according to Luke. Luke was the beloved physician. Luke was a medical doctor that was greatly used of the Lord in the Apostle Paul's life and then in the work of God broadly to bring many to Jesus. He wrote a huge percentage of your New Testament. He wrote the gospel record that bears his name and the book of Acts. That's a lot of scripture this medical doctor was used of God to write. The doctor's office we're going to is not Luke's. No, it's the great physician's office. The Lord Jesus is the real physician, the doctor. He takes the scalpel of the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and lays us open. He puts us under the X-ray machine of the Word of God, and he reveals the great need in our hearts. And he begins getting out of us the things that shouldn't be there and putting into us the things that should be there. Only Jesus can make you whole. Only Jesus can heal the deep spiritual needs of your soul. So we come to Luke today because I want to connect two passages in your thinking. Now, we're going to come back to both of them and study through them because both of them are watch and pray passages. You'll remember in Matthew, we studied the watch and pray passage. In Mark, we studied the watch and pray passage in the Garden of Gethsemane. In our last studies, we also looked at Luke's watch and pray passage in the Garden of Gethsemane. But did you know that Luke 22 is not the only place where you find watch and pray in the gospel according to Luke? No. Long before they ever got to the Garden of Gethsemane, in two other passages, Jesus used these same words in story form to try to teach the truth. It's Luke 12 and Luke 21. That ought to be easy to remember. Luke 12 and Luke 21. Let me read just a little of both. Luke chapter 12, verse 35, "Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants, whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them." So, Luke chapter 12 is all about the return of our Lord. He uses a story, a master returning, and the servants watching. And he says, "Look, fellas, you better be ready. I'm coming back." It's a passage of anticipation and of preparation. And then we come to Luke chapter number 21. Luke 21, we read these words, beginning in verse 34, "And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Now I'm sure by now these words are starting to catch your attention. Watch and pray. In Luke chapter number 12, verse number 37, watching. In Luke chapter 21, verse number 36, watch and pray. So we know these are watching passages. These are praying passages. But there's another word I want to draw to your attention today. Just a thought, really just a word today that I hope will will dig deeply into your soul. Did you notice, as we read, that there was one common word at the beginning of both of these sections that Jesus used? Let me read it again and emphasize it. Luke chapter 12, "And ye yourselves." Luke chapter 21, verse 34, "And take heed to yourselves." It sounds to me like Jesus is getting personal with these disciples. Like he's not just talking about things, he's talking to them. Like he's not just giving information, he's giving application. No, ye yourselves. In fact, in our previous studies, all these occasions in the Garden of Gethsemane, repeatedly, it was watch ye and pray. Ye is a very personal word. Ye means me, the Lord speaking to me. Do you remember the words of the old spiritual? Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. You know, we want everybody else to get right with God, don't we? We want all the lost people saved and all the wicked men judged and all the world to get straightened out. But what about us? What about the wickedness of our own hearts? What about the deep spiritual needs of our own life? Where are you today? Ye yourselves. Only the Lord and you really know that. And I wonder, have you really given much thought to it lately? Remember, judgment must begin at the house of God. Now, I said to you, we're going to come back to these passages, so I want to challenge you to read them. That's Luke 12 and Luke 21, but let me give you a little context for both. Luke chapter 12 is all about the world that is, the world you're living in right now. In fact, if you just scan Luke chapter number 12, he deals with the world of material needs. Do you have any material needs today? Sure, we all do. He deals with business pursuits. You have any business to care for today? Any financial things? Any work things? He deals with a variety of physical concerns, all the way down to what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink. I say again, Luke chapter 12 is all about the world that you're living in right now. Luke chapter 21, on the other hand, is about the world that will be. It's prophetic in its nature. Luke 21 is a fascinating chapter because it deals with wars, rumors of wars. It deals with natural disasters, with increasing persecution. Sound familiar? Sound like the world we're living in? And then it leads all the way up, finally, to the tribulation age, which we believe that believers will be taken away from, that we're not going through that, we'll be spared from that. But I want to tell you, there's going to be a lot of tribulation leading up to the tribulation. And though we're not looking for the Antichrist, we're looking for Christ, things are winding down in our world. We see it. We're watching prophecy unfold. So here we are, caught between Luke 12 and Luke 21, the world that is and the world that will be. And this was what really captured my attention. In both of these, he gets personal and brings it back to yourselves. I think one of the great dangers in life, even in the Christian life, is we get so fixated on the world we're living in, and we forget how God's trying to deal with us. We get so worked up about the wickedness even around us, and we miss the subtle sins sneaking into our own soul, the cancer in our own hearts. No, ye yourselves. Or we get to thinking about the world to come. We start thinking about prophecy and the rapture of the church, the return of Christ, and eternity in heaven, and that's all good and wonderful. But if you're thinking about all those events, but it's not a purifying hope, it's not making you more like the Lord, something is wrong, because it has to get personal. It has to come back to ye yourselves. I want to ask you to search your own heart. Let God search your heart. Judge yourselves. Examine yourselves, in the words of the New Testament. Ask the Lord to use His Word and by His Spirit to show you the deep spiritual needs in your own life right now. Let's get personal with our God.
Are you guilty of the sin of prayerlessness? Do you know the mechanics of prayer, the form, the right words, but struggle to pray, to have a consistent prayer life? Scott would like to provide a resource for you that he believes can help create habits of prayer in your life. His resource, 30 Days of Prayer, is available for download on our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, and also in the show notes. We thank you for listening, and we hope you will join us for each lesson from this series. And may the Lord help us as we seek to have a consistent prayer life.